Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope your weekend state of mind might already be underway. Of course, we've got a three-day weekend coming up next weekend to celebrate Independence Day. Coming up later, it's Film Week. We're going to help you get in a relaxing state by talking about the weekend's movies. We got a terrific documentary, Summer of Soul, which highlights performances from the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. This is like a who's who of Black and Latino American music, just tremendous performances. I talk with Questlove of The Roots and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a little bit later on Film Week, and we'll talk with him about the making of that documentary, Summer of Soul. Also, the new Fast and Furious film is out, F9, The Fast Saga. The original cast back with Justin Lin directing the movie. But we begin with the very latest on COVID-19 and vaccination. So pleased to have back with us on the program from UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Co-Chief of Infection Prevention at Mattel, Annabelle De Saint Maurice. Dr. De Saint Maurice, so good to have you with us again. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, too. Thank you for having me.
So as I've been doing with all of our medical experts each day, just want to give you a chance to talk about the progress we've made and where we stand here in Southern California from your perspective.
I think we've made just really great progress here in California. 60% of Californians have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and our rates of COVID-19 are very low. So this is really great news. I think the concerning thing is that rates among younger individuals for vaccination are just taking a long time to really increase. So we need to continue to encourage vaccines among younger individuals to make sure that we protect everyone.
We do see some regional differences as well. I was seeing that Pasadena's health department, because it has its own city health department, reports 77% of its 12 years of age and above population is fully vaccinated, which is extraordinary. Again, you know, some cities and some communities lag well behind that.
Right. I mean, some states, including Vermont and Hawaii, have above 80% of their population vaccinated. So that's really great news. And I think hopefully with time and as people see that these vaccines are safe and effective, we'll have more and more people getting vaccinated and really continuing to slow the spread.
Well, and one of the concerns, of course, we've been talking about with those not vaccinated is the more contagious Delta variant first identified in India, which has grown in its percentage of cases, not just here, but in other parts of the United States and around the world. Your thoughts on ways of encouraging unvaccinated or partially vaccinated people to go through the process, given the Delta variant?
Right. I mean, I think this is a major concern. I think Dr. Fauci said it's one of the biggest threats to us eliminating COVID-19 in the U.S. And I think, you know, what we've seen is that the vaccines still remain very effective, especially against severe disease and hospitalization. And nobody wants to get very sick from COVID. Nobody wants to be hospitalized. So I think we need to keep that in mind as people who are unvaccinated are thinking about getting out into the world and doing things. You mentioned great events this weekend. And I think that, you know, we have to make sure that we're protected. And the best way to protect yourself is to get vaccinated.
In Israel, about half of the adults infected in an outbreak of the Delta variant were fully inoculated with the Pfizer vaccine. So the government there has reimposed an indoor masking requirement. But I was wondering about that, Doctor, because Israel is, I understand, is a highly vaccinated country. We know that there are breakthrough cases. I'm not seeing detailed here that these were serious COVID cases or fatalities associated with the Delta strain in vaccinated people. But I'm curious your thoughts about them making this move.
Right. I mean, I think what they've mentioned is that at least the data that I saw, and there haven't been scientific publications on this just yet, but are that most people, you know, were not hospitalized. And that, you know, they're still working on figuring out how many of these cases are variants. But I think they've made the right decision, you know, when half of the people who've been, you know, sick with this have been vaccinated, makes sense to reinstate the masking and really try and again ramp up the vaccines. Because if you think about it, you know, a lot of these cases are from unvaccinated individuals spreading to vaccinated individuals. And if you have a population that's vaccinated, then you can't have as much transmission.
All right. We're at 866-893-5722, 866-893-KPECC. Your chance to talk with UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital professor, as well as co-chief of infection prevention, Annabelle de St. Maurice, 866-893-KPECC. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on the AirTalk Facebook page, or post on the AirTalk page, KPCC.org. Gina in South Pasadena says, my daughter had her first Moderna shot in mid-April. Because of the bad reactions that some people had from a second shot, she didn't get hers. But now she would like to get it. Is it advisable that she switch to the second shot to Pfizer? She had Moderna the first time around back in April. Doctor?
So, you know, I would encourage her to talk to her primary care provider exactly about what reaction she had. If she had an allergic reaction, then the recommendations might change. But definitely she should get a second dose of a vaccine. There's great data demonstrating that just having one dose isn't enough. So she really does need that second dose. And depending on the severity of her reaction, if she had an allergic reaction, she may want to switch manufacturers. But I would definitely encourage her to have that conversation with her primary care doctor.
And it's a little unclear to me from the comment, but I think it was that the daughter held off because of other people's reactions to a second vaccination, not that Gina's daughter had a bad reaction herself to the first shot. She just got scared when she saw that there were these temporary reactions to the second shot, I think is what happened.
I see. Yeah. And in that case, I would encourage her to get the second dose of Moderna just to make sure that she is protected in the way that we know is best, which is with these following up on your second dose with the same manufacturer, and that's currently what's still recommended. You know, the reactions that people have been short-lived, and if she does have a headache or a little bit of a fever, she can definitely take some over-the-counter medication to make herself feel better.
We're talking with Dr. Annabelle de St. Maurice, UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital, where she's assistant professor of pediatrics, which hopefully prompts you. If you have specific questions about kids and COVID-19 and vaccination, we've got the perfect expert for you on that today. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We have D. Renard, who tweets at AirTalk. I keep hearing one dose versus fully vaccinated. Are J&J recipients one dose or partially vaccinated? How are the J&J recipients factored into this, and are they more vulnerable to the Delta variant? A very good point that you raised. J&J is just one dose, so that is full vaccination with that vaccine after one dose. But I could see, Dr. de St. Maurice, how that's a bit confusing for people.
It is. And so, yes, the data demonstrate that if you get two doses of one of the messenger RNA vaccines, that you're considered fully protected after 2 weeks or if you get one dose of the J&J vaccine, then you're considered fully protected after 2 weeks. It is confusing, but the important thing is that one dose of one of the messenger RNA vaccines, Moderna or Pfizer, is not adequate. But one dose of J&J is adequate, and that's just based off of the data that we do have for the vaccine efficacy from FDA and their clinical studies.
Let's talk about the FDA adding a warning about heart inflammation to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. How should people consider that warning? How should that factor into what they do?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, definitely top of mind for a lot of parents. I think the CDC really did a very nice job outlining the risks versus benefits of these vaccines. And the important thing is that what they noted, both by cases of myocarditis or heart inflammation that were reported to CDC, and then also looking at rates kind of using population level, is they found that the cases of heart inflammation were very rare, that most people did recover and didn't really require very special treatment. Some of them were just treated with over-the-counter medication like aspirin or ibuprofen, whatnot. So when they looked at the projected cases of COVID-19 in people who are adolescents and future cases going forward, they found that the risk of the vaccine and myocarditis was vastly outweighed by the benefit of the vaccine, meaning that they still continue to recommend the vaccine preventing, cases and hospitalization, long-term consequences from COVID.
Doctor, 53% of healthcare workers have reported at least one mental health condition during the COVID-19 pandemic. This, according to a newly released study. You work in a hospital setting, of course, and what's being provided to hospital employees to try and help them through this? And what are your thoughts about the best ways of people who've been in this crisis mode for so long processing that and coming out the other end?
Right. And this is a huge concern, especially, since, we've been in this pandemic for over a year now. And this study also looked at public health workers, so people who work, for example, for L.A. County Department of Public Health. And I think that the biggest thing is, we are realizing that we do need to support our health force and continue to provide resources. I feel fortunate to work at a place like UCLA where this is something that our leadership takes very seriously. We are encouraged to make sure that we take time for mental and physical health.
One thing to spotlight when it comes to vaccination, 99% of LA County's COVID-19 deaths over the past 6 months were in unvaccinated people, because we do hear that there's the rare case of someone succumbing to COVID-19 who's been fully vaccinated, typically, though, with a heavily compromised immune system.
Yes. This is just, again, showing that, the majority of people who do get really sick from COVID are unvaccinated, again, highlighting the fact that we do need to continue to get vaccinated, even as rates are very low.
All right. Dr. DeSaint Maries, thank you so much for joining us again on Air Talk. We appreciate it very much.
Sure. Thank you so much.
From UCLA, Mattel Children's Hospital, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Co-Chief of Infection Prevention, Annabelle DeSaint Maries. You're listening to Air Talk on KPCC. Coming up, how artificial intelligence apps are being used for psychotherapy. There's, of course, a shortage of therapists available and a high percentage of Americans who are dealing with mental health concerns, particularly during this time of the pandemic. We'll talk about the promise for the tech coming up in a minute.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.